Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Great Dudes Wiggle Helplessly. That was suggested by Phil C-R-H-A, however you pronounce that, on Patreon. And today we are going to pick a winner for our latest giveaway. The winner and three friends get to come and sit right here in the basement for the live taping of Getting Dug with High. Travel, lodging, not included. You can have some snacks off the table over there, and you can watch the show. Make sure to become a 420 Club member to be eligible for these giveaways at patreon.com/gettingdug. And our latest winner is a person who goes by the name Amber Simpson. Congratulations, Amber. I love the color of your energy. And we'll see you soon. Doug plugs. I'm taping Doug Loves Movies tomorrow night at Cafe Istanbul in New Orleans. And then I'll be at the Gramercy Theater in New York City on Wednesday, March 21st. And the Punchline in Sacramento on Saturday, April 21st at 4:20. But I got lots of shows coming up, so go to DougLovesMovies.com for more dates and deets. And now, enjoy this show. Blast off! We are not live in the basement. We are, I'm gallivanting around the country doing stuff, you know, starting this day that you're watching this episode, but we taped it 3 days ahead of time. So, whoa. For instance, the Oscars happened last night. So let's all talk about our favorite winner last night. I've got three guests today. We got two newbies and one oldie. We've got directly to my left, Sophia Gonzalez.
Hey,
and
buddy.
Then next to her, wait until I say every. there we go. Comedian Steph Tolev is next to her. Mm-hmm. And our friend Ramon Rivas II is back. Let's hear it for all of them.
Woo!
Yeah! So we're going to start smoking in a few minutes here. I mean, Ramon is already off to the races. That's his, you know, it's just your life, man. Mm-hmm. Just your...
Well, I didn't smoke before I came because I was like, oh, I'll get to smoke at the show.
Oh, nice. So you had to have that nice sober ride in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing that happened last night on the Oscars?
I really loved when... that fight broke out.
Right?
That was crazy.
I don't think I've ever seen a fight on the Oscars. Even when they said the wrong movie last year, La La Land and Moonlight got along.
Yeah.
But this time, that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That was really nuts. What about you, Steph? What was your favorite?
Oh, if it wasn't the winners and the losers, I don't know what it was. I would say, I'd have to say, you know, that one slip up where both tits came out of the dress.
Oh, my God, I know. I can't believe we're talking about the fight when we saw two tits.
I don't know how you missed that.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
It was
Well, the fight was over them not seeing the tits.
Yeah.
So.
It was a lot.
The people who didn't get to see the tits got in a fight. They were mad about it. Do you have a favorite, Sophia?
I just can't believe Jordan Peele has an Oscar now.
I know. Isn't that neat? That's so neat. So cool that he won. And, it's 19 minutes after the hour. But congratulations to The Shape of Water for Best Picture and Guillermo del Toro for Best Director.
Yeah.
Yeah, they deserved it. Don't know if that happened, but no more Oscar talk. This is coming out on the day after the Oscars, so it's kind of perfect for people who, this is what I'm going to tweet, you know, watch Getting Dug with High today if you want to not hear about the Oscars for 45 minutes, because we're not going to say anything else about it.
We don't know what happened.
We don't even know if it happened. Maybe it got canceled.
That's true.
You know? The rain.
Maybe it got rained out. Maybe it's happening tonight. But yeah, I live not too far from where they do the Oscars, and it's the whole street is like tented, like they're expecting it to rain.
It's interesting you live in that area.
Right?
Yeah. It's a bad area.
I like Hollywood.
Ripley's, believe it or not. I had an aquarium.
Yeah, I've never been in there, but I, you know, drive by it very slowly because there's always a lot of traffic right there, and so I always look in and, you know, I cheat and see the stuff you could see for free.
And that's pretty much all of it, though.
Yeah, they got like the bulging eyes, and they got a statue of the world's tallest man. So I don't really know what's so interesting about that.
It's just the amount you overpay is the interesting part.
Yeah, yeah. We should be smoking. I'm sorry, I've been babbling and not saying, let's get at it. The sativa that we have on the table today is Green Dream. Ooh. And we've got an indica called Champagne OG. But Sophia brought...
Wedding cake.
In one of these crazy
bags. Yeah, but I don't know how to open it.
Yeah, these things are so weird. They do a really good job of making it so you can't smell that there's weed in here.
This is going to be my eye.
The old pinch and slide.
It's so complicated.
It's
complicated so a baby couldn't open it.
That's good.
Unless they were a real cool baby.
Do we have scissors?
Yeah, that's the way you got to ultimately do it.
Are you going to pull a knife out of your pocket?
Because this pinch doesn't do anything.
I was trying to be nice and bring a gift, and now it's become a thing. So.
Get out.
There it goes.
You pinch it, and then you also have to pull with the...
Well, you just do it like that.
Okay. Can I try one?
Yeah.
Because now I feel like this is like a magic trick, and I'm not going to do it.
It's just like twist your thumbs together, and then it separates.
Got it.
And then you just go nuts. Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's just like the human body.
That's how I eat.
Just pinch it, slide it in, move it across.
That's what I tell every guy.
Voila. Yeah, exactly.
Pinch it, open it up, slide it in.
You gotta tell the guys what you want. That's how you get
you need
what
the pinch first.
Pinch and slide.
Yep. I think it's a side thing. No. Yes. Right. Yes.
What's happening?
No, that's just a regular flip up. That's very simple. That one. No, you're just stupid.
All
it's
the
very easy.
Proof things are just struggling.
I'm so glad this is all on camera.
Do you want me to roll a joint?
Can I smell what it smells like?
Okay. It's my favorite thing in the world. I love it. That was Blue Dream was mine forever, and now it's that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead and roll one. That rarely happens on this show. I think Ngayo and Greg Proops both rolled one on here, so you're in good company.
I think, didn't I roll the first blunt?
Yeah, maybe. First blunt ever rolled on the show?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'll claim that title.
Because we still haven't had Snoop on.
Ooh.
Snoop would roll a blunt if he were here.
Or a brunt.
He row a brunt.
You row a brunt.
Hey, could you row a brunt?
Can I get a tiny bit of business out of the way? It's the tiniest bit of business.
I thought you were going to ask for a tiny amount of something. Can I get a tiny bit of sugar for my... You're just drinking water, right?
Yeah, just drinking water. Yeah.
You got business?
I have a little bit of
business.
Let's
do some business.
I want to give a shout out to my dad because he was one of the campaign strategists behind 215, which was the use of medical cannabis. And so I feel like...
This is thanks to your dad.
Yeah, I feel like a little bit like full circle moment. I told him I was going to be on this, and he was proud of me. And so I just want to say what's up to my dad, Jim Gonzalez.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
that's
so.
Not business. I thought you were going to promote something. I was like, oh, I hate this girl already.
No.
But then I like my show.
No, family. Yeah.
Check that's me out. Sweet. No, I just want to say, like, hey, Dad.
Most people that come on the show do not tell their families that they.
Yeah, I told my dad. He was like, what's that?
Well, it's just...
What's getting high, Dad? Well, let me explain it to you.
Let me remind you.
Yeah, it's right there in the title. I mean, I know it's confusing a little bit. My favorite is when somebody, like, especially when I do radio or something and they're promoting my stuff, they'll screw it up and say, getting high with Doug. Which would also be a perfectly good title. Let's go. We've talked to Ramon about this before, but we like to do high history of people. So let's start with...
I need to have my whole own high history.
With Steph, tell us about your first time smoking weed, if you remember.
I think it was grade 9, and I'm Canadian. Sorry, you guys are like, I don't know what that is. We say grade 9 first. We're stupid. Grade 9.
I totally put together that would be like probably your 9th year of schooling. Yeah. Grade nine.
Grade nine.
Is like, well,
we call it ninth grade.
Yes, I'm saying.
Oh, we call it freshman year.
You can switch it up.
You know what? I like to keep it.
You can switch it up. You can put a U in favorite when you say it. I don't care. I'm fine with all the Canadian customs.
Good.
Word customs.
This is a lot of word customs. I did a bong rip in my friend's basement, and then we watched the movie Kids for the first time.
Oh,
have you seen that movie?
Yeah, that
it's a bad movie.
Really
no,
disturbing.
I cried a lot, and I was like, "This is what it is," and I was very upset for a while. It's a if you, it's a awful movie.
It's the scariest Dawson movie in that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's right? Like one of the first things.
Yeah, like I think maybe there's a couple other actors in it that have gone on to do other things, and there's another guy in it who I think is dead now.
Yeah.
But
the guy who had the AIDS.
Right? That makes perfect sense.
That's why they cast him.
But yeah, that guy's movie. Have you ever seen Bully?
No.
Oh, that guy's movies, Larry Clark, is that his name? Just really, really disturbing, upsetting, because he gets, you know, young people and then, you know, has them do things that
this got so sad.
A middle-aged man shouldn't be watching young people do all day long and filming it. They're very, very disturbing movies.
No.
But well-made if you like that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't seem like a good high movie at all.
No, it wasn't. And then we got an argument about a term. Where do I ask this? Sorry, I'm just lingering around.
Oh, yeah, we got our Pokeball. Oh. They will reach out to you on Twitter and offer to send you a free one.
Cool.
Anyone's welcome to reach out on Twitter and send me free anything.
Well, you've heard from Pokeball, haven't you?
Yeah, but then they were like, we got you, and then I never got
you. That's typical.
Yeah. They forgot. I mean, I get it. I'm not mad.
Yeah. It's, you know, people of all walks of life forget stuff about when people... Mm-hmm. When people smoke pot all the time and forget stuff, then it's like, you know, there's direct blame put on the marijuana. Yeah.
It's like, no, you're just a forgetful person.
Everybody, forget shit.
Yeah.
Sophia.
Yes.
First time.
I think I was in eighth grade. My sister's boyfriend smoked us all out, and then he laid on the ground and pretended like he was flying. So I was like, oh, I don't feel like I'm flying, so I must not really be high. But I was like, oh, I guess that it's interesting that you said kids, because I'm like, oh, this is what being high is when you associate with like the first visual thing you see, which I'm like, no, this is lame. But when I got to UC Santa Cruz and started smoking out of bongs and like tripping out.
Yeah, UC Santa Cruz, that makes sense.
That's right in the glass there.
My first bong was named Rainbow Bright was the name of the bong, Rainbow Bright. And we were just all giggling and watching Aqua Teen Hunger Force. That was like...
That's perfect.
Then that's getting...
That's fun. That's
perfect.
Funny.
Perfect to get stoned and watch a talking meatball.
Yes, exactly.
What was your stone TV show when you were like starting out smoking? What would you get high and watch?
That's the thing is I've never really had one. I get that question all the time, like, what's your favorite movie to watch stone? And I don't really have one because I watch every movie stone. and it makes the dramas more dramatic and the comedies funnier. And, and it doesn't make a bad movie good, though. And yeah. I hate it in movies and TV shows when somebody smokes weed and they start having hallucinations.
Yeah, I've never had that.
Yeah, it's just like, no, that's not what happened.
I've never gotten anxiety from smoking weed.
Oh, that's good for you.
Oh, lucky man.
Because I get anxiety because it's, you know, it's always been illegal. Gives me a little bit of
anxiety. Well, that's social anxiety. That's not
fun. You know what I mean? You know, you still, even though... You know, I can't even begin to say to anyone of a color what their experience is like with law enforcement because I'm white and so I don't have that first line of attack. Like, I'm innocent when I walk by a cop or drive by one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not doing anything wrong because I'm just white.
Yeah.
But I am holding illegal drugs, so I'm still thinking like this cop is going to fuck with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's a horrible feeling to have all the time.
Yeah.
So that's why legalization's great. But that's also why I've said this on the show already, and I think we should just repeat it every week until it happens. States where marijuana is legal, everyone in jail for marijuana crimes should be released immediately.
Mm-hmm. They just do
some
that
places are starting to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just nuts that, like, it's legal now, so why are they still in jail for it? You know what I mean? Like, when we decide murder's okay, I think murderers should get out. Yeah.
And that day's coming.
Yep. Well, thank you very much for sharing those personal stories. And we're going to come back with all the normal stuff we do and more with my three guests. We'll be right back after these words.
Guys, it's time to talk about your hair. While I've been blessed with a full head of hair, I have many friends and fans who've had to deal with hair loss, so I know what a bummer it is. One of the most important things I've learned is it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. Lucky the good doctors at 4hims.com have your back. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. And it's all done online. These are real doctors offering medical grade subscriptions and well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. It's an easier, more affordable way to access the prescriptions, products, and medical advice you need. While we here at Getting Done with I love all things herbal, the products at 4hims.com are not herbal supplements. They're prescription solutions backed by science. And even better, you can do everything from the comfort of your own home. No waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits, no time stuck in traffic. Hims.com knows that you have better things to do with your time, like rewatch your favorite movie or sleep. All you have to do is go to 4hims.com and answer a few quick questions. Then a doctor will review your information, write a prescription, and everything is sent directly to your door in stylish, discreet packaging. Our listeners get a trial month of everything you need to keep your hair for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/Doug. That's FORHIMS.com/Doug.
Hey, we're back and we are smoking. Everyone's smoking a lot. Ramon Rivas the second made a lovely joint for us to smoke. And Sophia Gonzalez, who's passing it to me now, you can be seen in the new season of Love on Netflix.
Yes. Oh. Very excited.
Starting, when does that come out?
March 9th.
Okay, so very soon. And that's super cool. That's one of those shows where they announced it's the final season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really bummed about that. I actually really like that show.
Right, I know.
Also, you're on it too. So that's
why.
If I was on something, I'd be like, oh, I really like this show.
Like, you knew it was already a canceled show when you got hired, right?
No, I actually didn't.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
Like such a bummer.
So you were like, this could go on for a while.
I was like, this is my new life. Read the art like trades and be like, fuck. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of that show, and so when I went in for it, I was like, I have no chance. So I just had the most fun, and then like I got it, and I was like, oh my god, life is so cool. And then now, whenever I don't get a job, I'm like, life fucking sucks. I'm just like,
is it weird doing scenes with actors playing characters that you know more about them than they do, sort of, because you've watched the series?
Yeah.
But your character has to be someone that, you know, that you have to have a scene where you're meeting them for the first time.
Totally.
And you can't be like, you know, in your head, you know, you don't want to give away that you, like, you already know these people because you watch the show.
You can't call them their character's name. Like, if you call them, like, their real name, like, or the name of the character and not their real name, then they're like, you're fucking weird and you're a huge fan. And I always, like, I lead with my geek and, like, my nerd. Like, I'm a huge fan of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And I was, like, all over Rachel Bloom being like, I love you. I'm obsessed. I love this song. She was like, take it easy.
Oh, so you're real fun on set.
I'm real creep. I'm sure
people are trying to focus and make a TV show and she's in their face. Loving everything. But,
yeah,
all right. So, and then we also have with us today Steph Tolev. Do people mispronounce your name ever?
All the time, yeah.
Well, how do they muck it up?
I don't know.
What's the worst one?
Because Americans say Tolev. They have like a weird bring it up. I had Tolef one. No, Tolefe was insane.
But Tolev like, is right.
Tolev, that's it.
Okay,
simple.
Good. You didn't react the first time I said it, so I figured I was on the money. I've known people, they let me mispronounce their name for a long time before they say, hey, no, it's this. And I go, why didn't you just tell me the first time I said it
wrong? That's weird not to say it the first time.
Does your name have, like, umlauts in it? Those little dots and shit?
No. I mean, you can put it in there just for fun, huh? Every letter, just put them in there. Ooh, how do you say that? You can't say it. It's very hard to say.
Do people come to your shows and say they're disappointed because they thought... Tovlo was going to be
the artist Tovlo. Yeah,
I was worried I was going to get her name wrong. Okay, so you have a show somewhere downtown LA that's weekly,
yeah,
with stand up, and it's called Skits.
Skits, uh-huh.
With an exclamation point.
No, I think I just forgot to put it in there, but it should be there.
Just like any title with an exclamation point, you know, like the movie Mother. is a great one. There was a TV sitcom for a while called Cleghorn. Had an exclamation point for no reason.
Mother sounds great, though. I want to see that movie now.
Really? Yeah.
I don't know. Just for like a fun.
It's a weird ass movie.
It's a weird movie.
A silly one to watch.
I'm on the.
For a goof.
I have lots of friends that love that movie, but I was not into it.
Mm. No.
And why am I holding all this shit?
Big hands over here bragging. Look at these big hands.
What's the place? What's the venue downtown?
It's called the Escondite. It's cool. It's right off Skid Row. I mean, that's not the cool part, but it is a cool. Like, you know, sometimes crazy people pop in. It's a fun bit.
Skid Row. I mean,
and there's rats in the parking lot. Free parking lot. Food's great. Tacos are great. I'm saying it's great. Great place. Just come.
Okay.
Everyone should come.
Yeah.
I'm doing it in April.
Do you guys do skits?
No, it was stand up. See, this is what. These are who we want to come. If you're like this, please come. I mean, technically, yes, we are doing skits.
Now, about that show Love, are there characters on that show that are in love? Does love happen in the show? I've got a little thing we're going to do now that's always a lot of fun. Not always. Sometimes it's very aggravating, but it's usually fun. And I ask you guys a question in a segment we call Marijuana Know Something? I don't know the answer to this question. You might not know the answer, but we're going to all try to figure it out together. Okay. We're going to have a group think and smoke over this question. I'm going to take a hit right after I ask it. Somebody might actually already know this. I do not. Okay. You might just know the answer for some reason, but...
You'd be terrible as Alex Trebek.
Alex, just get to the fucking answer so we can tell you the question.
I don't know it, but maybe you guys do. Okay, just read the question. Can we swear in here?
Nope, you cannot fucking swear. What color is hippo milk?
Purple.
Gray. Ew, gray would be so gross. That's a gray milk. Ugh. Ew, it is very
maybe
gross.
White? I mean, I feel like that's a trick question, the way you phrased it.
Hippo. No, these are always tricky.
Yeah. Maybe that was the trick, because it was so simple.
If we were elephants, I'd say pink, because of that song, Pink Elephants on Parade, from that Winnie the Pooh movie.
The Winnie the Pooh movie?
Remember in Fifth Element when the alien gets...
Pink elephants, yeah. Oh. Fucking, he hallucinates, and all these pink elephants start walking
around. Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, there's also a scene in Alice in Wonderland that's kind of, or no, in Dumbo maybe. They get characters in Disney movies get fucked up sometimes.
A lot.
And it's like, what is happening? This is for children. And they die. Yeah, and there's a lot of horrible deaths.
I can't look.
I know.
At that
I'm like, me
it's
too. I'm like,
literally
whoa.
Never ending.
It all caught up with me.
That's a lot.
There's going to be a new part of Disneyland called a California Adventure called Pixar Pier. And I think they're doing a similar Pixar Land in Florida. But one of the things, what was the name of that fictitious elephant guy in Inside Out who dies in the movie?
His name, man. Spoiler alert, man.
His name's like Bong Bong or Bing Bong?
Bing Bong.
Bing Bong Bong Bing Bong?
Young.
Whatever his fucking name is.
I started it, but I got
let's say it's
emotional.
Bong Bong because it isn't because this is a weed show.
Yes, Bong Bong.
They're gonna have a thing called Bong Bong's Candy Shop, at the park. But isn't that thing gonna all day every day remind children of the fact that that character died in that movie and how sad that is?
Oh man, yeah. But they could still make money on it.
Plus, you could get your picture taken now with fucking Kylo Ren. Why would anyone want their picture taken with the man who killed Han Solo? I'm sorry about spoiling all these movies. Yeah. We'll be back with more of Getting Doug Was Spoiled. Speaking of milk and spoiled.
Yeah, the answer.
What's the answer?
What is the answer, you guys?
Oh, so we do it.
I'm going to go crazy on this one because I get a guess. I'm going to say red.
Ew.
Blood red.
Blood milk? Ew. It's
well,
just
maybe
blood.
Maybe they eat a lot of beets.
But there's got to be something to it. And, like, why do they say hippo and not hippopotamus? Is it because they're worried I won't be able to say it? Do you have a guess, Sophia?
Light pink.
That sounds light. So
that's light bloody. It's like bloody and lighter bloody.
Like menstrual.
Yeah, very.
Now, see, sometimes the
blood milk. Would you rather right now have to drink a glass of blood milk or suck Ron Jeremy's dick wherever he is right
Whoa.
Now? Yeah.
Wow.
I always use Ron Jeremy.
I thought it was gonna be
fun.
Either or of two things that are viable right now.
Very different. Like,
do you want to do this one thing now or this other thing later? Is kind of what you're asking, and I don't like to put things off. So I'm doing the one that's happening right now.
A second.
I don't want to go through all the hassle.
You gotta buy a plane ticket.
Ron Jeremy.
Oh, he's probably at the local Hooters just looking at tits right
you know,
now.
I heard he gets thrown out of places.
Eating
so,
a bunch of wings.
I heard he's on, you know, no-fly list to the Hooters.
I'm shocked by that, yeah.
Okay, so I say red, blood red.
I say purple.
Purple.
Light pink.
Gray.
Okay. Here we go.
Big.
It's pink.
Oh, hey!
Nice. Look at you.
And that's that pink elephant's on parade.
There you go.
You should have
but it's hippopotamuses, yep. So that's why I didn't go for pink. Mm. Yeah, my own logic led me to the wrong answer.
What have you seen? We know a lot about milk. Like, do you, when you knew that? You're like playing dumb? Oh, I don't know, pink. Ask me another one about milk.
Milk.
I'm the milk woman. Ask me whatever you want.
Got milk questions? Okay, so
watch love. You answer all the milk questions.
Yeah, but now, did you guys enjoy that so much that you'd want to do another question right away?
Wait, nobody answered the Ron Jeremy milk.
Because that's what's
going
to happen. Oh, we have to answer that?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was one of life's great unanswered.
So
no.
It's this pink.
I thought
this
it was more like hippopotamus.
You have to drink milk blood. You have to drink a pint of milk blood right now, or suck Ron Jeremy's dick.
Milk
wasn't that
and
what it was?
Blood mixed together.
Yes.
Is it clean blood?
It could be. No, once blood hits the air, it's clean, isn't it?
Questionable blood? Like, just from a random source?
Yes. But you can pick the blood. You can pick the blood.
That's to be gross.
We're
not supposed to be having these conversations anymore, first of all.
Do you pick someone you know?
Time out.
Do you pick a stranger?
I mean, time's up.
This is so... There's way too many layers to this. I don't want to have these type of... I guess I'll just suck on Jeremy's
game. Did you guys hear
it? You said it. Get him down here.
That's just way simpler, yo.
Did you guys hear that the timeout movement, the time's up movement wants to take a timeout? No, I'm not. I had one more question about that. The Would You Rather is a thing they do all the time on Comedy Bang Bang, and they always ask ridiculous questions, but this is a sincere question. Does you have to blow Ron Jeremy to completion? Like, you have to swallow it?
No, you have to swallow. You have to swallow.
You can just shoot it off and finish him with your hand?
Well, the main thing is you have to pleasure him with it. But the problem is you have to go right, like, the second. Like, that's the spooky part about it.
You just gotta leave.
Like, where is he? What's he doing right now?
Oh, you gotta find him.
Find him, and yeah.
I'm sure he has an ankle bracelet on. You can find
him. He's probably,
I would never
he's
in my life have wanted to not find
out
somebody
on some map somewhere.
Hey, Doug, what are you going to suck Ron Jeremy? He's like, I can't find him. I looked in my refrigerator. He's not there. He's not in my kitchen.
He's a slippery eel.
Yeah, so.
You know, he looks wet, though. He does look wet. He is like an eel. If I could paint a picture of Ron Jeremy as an animal, it'd be an eel. I don't paint, and I don't really know what an eel
a
looks like.
Eel.
But I picture like a sleeve. The one in Little Mermaid, the ones that come out in the cave, that's like what Ron Jeremy is in the cartoon.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? Ursula's Den?
Maybe that has
the poor souls. Cover. What are they called?
Yeah.
Is this too much?
I don't know. I'm just like, wow, good movie, man. Good movie.
All right, so now we're going to move on to the next one.
Okay, no answer.
Marijuana knows something? This one's messed up.
Oh boy.
What is Cookie Monster's real name? Because, yeah, that's just
Damn,
a nickname.
We just call him a monster. Because it's Oscar the Grouch.
And yeah, Monster, now that I'm thinking of it, seems a little harsh.
Yeah, man.
You know, maybe they should have called him Cookie Fiend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or just...
Cookie Lover.
Yeah,
because he's never mad about them. He's very happy.
Cookie Enthusiast.
He gets a little yelly. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Fred.
Cookie Master.
Fred Cookie.
I am the master of cookies. So, this might be like a thing where maybe he has a middle initial that we don't hear about all the time, or maybe he's got a, maybe he's straight up got a name. Like his name's just like, you know, Dwayne.
Is that your guess, is Dwayne?
No. I've just been thinking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson a lot lately, and how he really, it was really smart of him to start out as The Rock and ease us into Dwayne. Nobody would, you know, biggest movie stars of all time are like Clint and Bert and Tom. Oh, but check out Dwayne.
Yeah, that's a good back way in.
Yeah.
Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Hey, everybody, I'm the star of this movie. My name's Dwayne.
I wish he sounded like that.
I know. I'm making him goonier by changing his voice. But I just got the signal that we got to go to commercial soon. So does anybody have a, like, I just don't know
George.
How to guess what his name is.
George.
And what, do you have a reason
he
why?
He looks like a George.
He looks like
his
a
outline.
George. All right.
It's like a thick man. It's like a picture of George. I don't know what I'm talking about.
What if... Because they're both really furry. They're just different colors. What if they're related?
You got so like, serious.
What if he's related to Cookie, I mean, to himself? What if he's related to Oscar the Grouch? And his real name is Cookie the Grouch?
Yeah, that makes sense.
He changed it to Monster because he just wanted...
Oscar's in the garbage from he went through the same cookie thing.
Ooh.
And now he's at the, now he's at rock bottom.
Wow. That's why they don't talk anymore.
Heavy why man. Does he live in a garbage can? Like, yo, what is that about? Just free rent?
I think that he's poor as free rent. I think it's wild that now Sesame Street is on HBO, so you have to have a certain amount of money to watch Sesame Street.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah. That it should be free bananas. For all the children.
It should be.
And also, I want somebody out there, this would be a great video for you to make. I'm not going to do it. But do like a video of Oscar the Grouch, like, you know, like call it Tuesday morning, you know, over the opening credits you hear the sound of a trash truck beeping, and then you just open these, you just cut to Oscar just grumpily climbing out of the garbage truck and going back to his trash can. Because he must have to deal with that every week. He must get dumped out. Or maybe he just always runs to the store for smokes when the garbage truck people come. We gotta take another break and we don't know the answers. So I gotta just say it. Sid.
Sid.
His name is Sid.
That's cute.
It's kinda cute. I guess that nobody wants to say
Sid.
It because
he's a monster.
Yeah, well SIDS is a monster disease that takes children, so
oh yeah.
That's probably a good idea there.
Is it cookie based?
It's really. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Hey, we're back in this basement with Sophia Gonzalez, Steph Tolliv, and Ramon Rivas II. Ramon Rivas is one of the most fun names if you're, like, rolling your R's. Mm-hmm. Ramon Rivas is here. And there's no R's in Sophia Gonzalez, so that name's no fun at all.
It is very fun. Sophia Gonzalez.
Oh, when you celebrate
it. You just celebrate it.
Yeah. Be like, talk like you normally do, and then at the end say your name extra with an extra you know, accent like they do on the news. Whenever it's a reporter with a name like Gonzalez, they really lay into it at the end.
Good afternoon, so I'm Rosa Ramirez.
Yeah, exactly like that. So we don't know what's happening right now during the standoff at the bank. I'm Sophia Gonzalez. Reporting, you know, that kind of thing. All right, so the segments we did about Marijuana Knows Something in the last segment can be found if you look up Now This Weed on the internet. Same company that does those Now This little short things you can watch that have little news stories and... you don't have to turn the sound on because they're captioned the whole way through. Yeah. So
reading.
So we're going to show up like that, looking like a bunch of fools that don't know fucking Cookie Monster's real name. I wonder how often it's even come up, you know, because, you know, most fictional characters, if they had a real name, you know, like the Fonz, you know, was really Arthur Fonzarelli. Yeah. Like, you know, there's an episode where you learn it and you tend to remember it.
some sort of connection
between
the two.
Cookie Monster, yeah. I don't ever remember anybody Kramer. Discussing that he had a name.
Yeah. I would have guessed Chip from like a chocolate chip.
Mm. I mean, Sesame's
little chippy boy.
Man, you should have been in that writer's room.
Little chippy baby.
You could have been getting this Sesame Street paper.
Listen, somebody bring me back to the 80s.
Yeah, but they aren't, you know, they
Sesame
stole
Street
it.
Paper.
The little the little coffee teacup in Beauty and the Beast is called Chip.
Oh,
it's because
yeah.
he's missing, a, broken he's missing a little piece of it. Mm. So they didn't wait. They waited to name the child until after it got injured, or was did Chip
injured.
Get hurt at childbirth?
Yeah.
But don't they turn
at
back
the,
into
at
people?
At the teacup factory.
Yeah. Yes.
Was he missing something when he turns into a person?
He might be missing
a
tooth.
Hair lip or something.
Oh no! Was he missing a leg?
No, that's too. But he had a wooden leg. He didn't. Okay. I brought you a different
that's
movie,
a Christmas
I realized.
Story.
I don't know why. Tiny Tim is getting plagued. It's so sad. I cry. The Muppet Christmas Carol, I cry every year at that.
Oh, I watch it every year.
Oh, he dies.
Michael Caine.
I got to revisit that one because somebody recently called it the best Muppet movie, and that's quite a claim. Because
it's pretty good. It's pretty
good ones.
Yeah.
Until, you know, now I got to revisit it, but I've always stood firm that the Great Muppet Caper is the best one because it has it doesn't have that many songs in it, and it has a caper,
and it's great food.
Lots of capers.
And the guy with the dude that has the flying fish act, you know, that guy.
Oh, fun guy.
Yeah, he just like has one line here and there. They're trying to get through a gate in the Great Muppet Caper, and they're trying to figure out how to break
the
lock.
You were just spoiling the shit. I was spoiling him like crazy.
And they're trying to break the lock, and they're like, what do we do? How are we going to break this lock? And he goes, I brought some paper towels. It's so stupid. It really made me laugh. But they all have their moments, you know, especially like whenever Gonzo's around, because he's just such a, it's just so weird that he's always like in love with a chicken. He's super passionate about chickens for no reason. And then there are always these little Muppet chickens around. Okay, so we got to do some some plugs before it's too late, because the show, we've got a hard out. I got an important business meeting to go to today.
In the way.
But that's not why we have a hard out.
Many pieces of paper.
I know. I got a lot of business we're supposed to get to, but instead I was like, let's spoil a bunch of movies instead. But we're getting close. I feel good about this. It's going to be the next three cards are the ones I wanted. Because we got to do your plugs.
Why is one of them wet?
Don't forget about...
One of the cards
see, look, on the card,
wet.
It says skits, exclamation point.
Oh,
so that's,
okay.
That's where
thank
I got
you.
That idea from. But that's downtown L.A. at the... What's it called?
Escondite.
And
you said those sounds, but not together.
Yeah, they were
I got all the right noises. Yeah. I just didn't line them up right.
It's like a word search.
Ramon Arribas is performing March 9th through 18th. You're going to be at Southwest Southwest.
That's so cool.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Congratulations.
That's really cool. Yeah.
We're stoked.
It's a super fun festival. I go every year, and so no need to congratulate me.
Oh, man.
And I won't be there for the full nine, but I will be there for the back seven.
I will be there the whole time because I'm mad irresponsible.
So find my shows if you want. But you're supposed to have a badge to get into these things.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I always tell the locals, come down, stand by line, because a lot of the shows don't fill up just from badges.
Yeah.
There's so many things to do. There's at any given moment, there's like 1,000 things you can do in Austin during South By.
Can I also plug that I'm going to be at
I think it might be on the card.
I'm
still working.
You look like you were moving on to a different card.
No,
he's got a lot of cards.
That's going back to your card.
Oh, word.
Like
boom.
That. August 1st through the 26th, you're going to be in Edinburgh for the Fringe Fest. That's crazy. That's a big
nuts.
Deal.
Yeah, I'm excited. I got a
get
full
ready
run
to get fat as shit.
Yeah, what does full run mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you do an hour every day for 24 days?
Yeah, Hannibal Buress made a movie about doing that.
Yeah, ooh. I'm doing 10 p.m. at the Stand every night, and then I guess you just hop on other shows. So I'm like, I might do, like, 100 sets, which would be real crazy.
The audience is kind of very wildly in size and enthusiasm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And then August 29th through September 2nd, I'm looking forward to this, of course, because last year we did Doug Loves Movies at the Accidental Comedy Festival in Cleveland, which is a festival that Ramon started, and we're going to do it again this year.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Cool.
BlazerRamon.com for tour dates, tickets, and more. Did we get it all?
That's everything. Thank you. Good. Appreciate you.
Yep. And Stephanie,
I'm getting out of here.
I put your names together.
That's Sophia. The one thing I said you can't call me.
Yeah, sorry.
God, sakes.
Oh, you ready for me?
Yeah. Sophia.
Yes.
Judd Apatow's Love returns March 9th.
No, I need to watch it once.
Okay.
Need to see.
You weren't paying attention.
On Netflix.
I wasn't. Sorry.
Woo!
Yeah,
that's great.
For you. Yeah, you know, she was super quiet during your plugs, you guys.
I'm good.
What other things can people see you on if they want to just go check out your stuff? You were on A Modern Family.
And Crazy. Yeah.
Cool.
That's my favorite show.
Oh,
I love Modern Family.
Modern Family.
What happened in your bit on Modern Family? Were on it a lot?
Yeah, Sarah Hyland gets proposed to, and I play the waitress that keeps coming back and making it more awkward and stuff. And it was really fun.
Oh, with Adam Devine?
Fun.
Well, no, it was the...
Somebody else proposes to her?
Yeah, somebody else proposes to her. I forget his name right
But that's
now.
Fun. That's
super fun.
Super
it was a dream
cool.
come true. I was like, look at all this stuff. I was really excited about it. A Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Life in Pieces, 9JKL. I've just done, like, good parts around the last couple years, so...
Yep. What's the deal with Life in Pieces? Is that still a thing?
Yeah. They're doing good.
It's ongoing?
Yeah.
Cool.
They're doing good. I think they got another season.
Cool.
Yeah, everyone's
Stay
working.
Quietly.
It's good.
Right on. You can't, I mean, talking quietly, people are still going to hear it. We're all being recorded. That's funny that didn't happen until towards the very end of the show, though. You know, is that like kind of like because you're high or you're excited about doing dabs?
Yes.
Or both?
Oh. I've never done that before, and I'm very intimidated, but I'm also intrigued.
Oh, also, Sophia's Twitter is Sophia Land LA, and what's your Twitter, Steph?
And it'll melt, and then you can start pulling it here. I'm sorry.
I can't multitask.
What's your Twitter?
At Steph Polev.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, wait, I'm going in?
As soon as I put the white cap on, go for it. Pull it harder. Yeah, there you go.
It got so quiet.
Usually when, I was just trying to think of a joke. Usually when Taylor says I'm going to put the white cap on, it means he's going to bed. He's got old timey.
Yeah. He's like, flying all the
way like the long pajamas, just the long drapey.
Nice. Just like a dress, like a long button-up shirt.
Yeah.
How'd you like that? Was that your first dab ever?
Oh, a second.
Okay, and how's it feeling?
It's feeling better than the first one. That's mine.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
But it is a fun sensation how you kind of feel it way more instantly than... how are you at these, Sophia? Do you do them ever?
I've never done one.
Oh,
put the first-timer music on.
Do a bigger build-up to this thing.
But can it be very small?
I can't believe this is happening.
I'm
give
very
her the tiniest
scared.
One. In fact, give her one of those
single
ones
brain.
That's not... there's nothing in it at all.
Okay, good.
Let's make her think she's getting dabbed.
You have fake out dab.
Yeah, I'm still. When I was in college, I'd get too high, I'd pretend to smoke it, and then pass it just so that like I didn't mess up.
Oh, that's
you look cool.
That's nice.
And that's so smart.
That's so nice.
Now there's
you're
cameras
practicing acting way back in the day.
There's definitely one in here. Like I'm like, that's tiny.
All right, so I'll put
acting.
This on here and
then
out, and once this
is
on there,
hit it like a bomb.
Hit it like a bomb.
This right here.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You just watched her do it.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
That's lovely.
There it is.
That's actually really like...
That is the sweetest.
That is just very lovely.
What a charmer.
So, like, that has the equivalency of what? Like a full joint? Like, that's what she just did in one hit? I don't know the ratio is for people.
That's a lot.
It's not even that, like, it's not even that crazy. Like, if she took three hits of a bowl, it's probably similar to the
one
to the hit that she just took there, yeah.
Okay. Oh, awesome. Gonna get weird. Gonna
No, it's just gonna get regular. It's just it's just more high. Mm-hmm. It's no different.
Good.
A lot of tapping over there. Dippy.
I just wanted to get most of the water out of it before I. Although you can pour water in there, it's beautiful to poke a bowl because the bottom is rubber that you can just throw anything you want in there and then. You know, you can just dump it into the regular trash later.
Mm-hmm.
None of it sticks.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Isn't that cute? Everything's cute.
And they come in all different kinds of colors and sizes and stuff. And you'll hear from them. you'll get
you
the call.
Do it, Dad, then?
The obvious. Come down.
It's like
ready.
The Godfather, you know. One day, you will have to return this favor.
Does it need the dab placemat?
No, it's all right.
Oh, my God. We only got 2 minutes left, you guys.
No!
Let's do a quick pot topic.
Pot topic!
Nevada, in the first 6 months of Nevada's legal weed, it brought in more than $30 million in tax revenue for the state. And retailers have sold $195 million worth of product. Weed. I love it. Like when you get off at McCarran, when you're leaving McCarran Airport, there's a sign that goes, just turn here for weed. And then another sign that goes, now turn here. And then, and then you're here. And then just three billboards inside Nevada. It's the sequel to Ebbing, Missouri. And, but it's just so cute that it's just like, they're just so big and loud about it.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Hey, now you're here in Vegas, come buy some weed.
Yeah, it's
so fun. Yeah, they put Google those Maps. Little containers where you can just, if you're at the airport, like, oh shit, I forgot I had this, you just throw it in there, like, no questions asked.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like, hey man, you're an adult. We don't care if you cheat on your spouse here, so we're not going to care if you smoke weed here.
But that upsets me though, because I'd rather just fly with it and have them go, hey, of course you're going to forget you have it in your bag. Yeah. I don't think you should have to chuck it out. I think that's a scam for them to get all the weed mm-hmm. as people are leaving.
Oh, I'm sure.
that weed's not going unsmoked.
That's not even the airport policy. That's just like the staff there is like,
TSA decided that.
Some dude just set out the bucket and it just filled up.
Yeah. A lot of that money, too, that the state is making is going towards education. Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy good. It's all good news. And I don't know why everybody, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, I don't know why everybody's not just, you know, happy about it and getting all that money. Thank you to Dab Master for dabbing us out. Taylor Rizzo. Rizzo on Instagram. Yeah. And thank you to all of my guests. And we'll see you next time, March 19th.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye.
Is that right?